Well, hello, and welcome to your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'm your happy host and trumpeter of truth, Liz Garcia. And every week I bring you what I call a dose of higher consciousness to help realign you and raise your own level of consciousness and awaken into greater self-awareness and where true love, true happiness, and true power really exist. And before I get started today, I want to share a quickie, something I heard from an interview I just did with a woman who is in England today. And she was, I don't know if she was in England where she was visiting or if she was in Australia where she lives, but I have a feeling it was in England. She was in a movie theater and someone behind her made the comment, "Consciousness is the new sexy." I thought that was funny and worth sharing here today. If you're interested in raising your level of consciousness and becoming more aware of consciousness in general, it's now the new sexy. So use it if you want it. People that care about higher consciousness don't necessarily care about being sexy, but that's okay. It's kind of fun to play with it. So today's topic is I want to talk about the statement, what you hold in mind tends to manifest. It calibrates as true at a very high level. And if you're a fan of the Law of Attraction and Esther and Jerry Hicks and the teachings of Abraham, they've been telling you this all along. I'm going to take it from a different perspective and put it into context as to its level of consciousness and what's going on at that level. But before we get onto our topic of today, which, I mean, seriously, the mind is powerful. That's what it's saying. The mind is powerful, and we'll talk about that as well. But before we get to that, I want to go to what we do every week. And since my tagline is simple steps for how to be happy and love yourself and learning how to let go of all the stuff that's blocking that inner joy that you can experience, I share Dr. Hawkins' 101 Ways to Happiness. And if this is new to you, I discuss the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins. You can find him all over YouTube. He's got a ton of books. And it's really, he's helping people that are interested in raising their level of consciousness and understanding where it really exists and how to access it. He's passed, so I'm got the baton and I'm running with it and sharing my own kind of way of teaching and helping you understand higher levels of consciousness the best I can. So in today's 101 Ways to Happiness, we're on happiness number 14. And what Dr. Hawkins is suggesting is that you be flexible and not rigid. That's kind of self-explanatory. And I always bring up the poem by Rumi, The Guest House. Whatever shows up, be grateful, right? Don't have to hold so tightly. Don't hold on so tightly. And I'm familiar with this way of being, holding on tight, gripping tight. Let go. You got to learn to let go of lower levels of consciousness and allow the ease of being flexible, going with the flow. And there's a book I read about synchronicity. It's kind of saying the same thing. If someone throws a wrench in your day, let's say your tire goes flat on a highway and you need help. This is a story about this book I just read that the author shared. Intend for meaningful connections. Life is trying to get your attention, and you may not accept this, but I'm kind of getting it now. Life is trying to get your attention to move you in new directions, connect you in different ways. And this is kind of what intentional synchronicity is all about. It's like, allow what's going on to happen, be flexible, and see where it leads. So rigidity is all about controlling positionalities, having to be right, and rigidness. It's resistance. It's all resistance. And resistance is of lower consciousness, and it's a downward pulling energy. It's not constructive, it's destructive. So flexible is a constructive energy. So that's what I want you to take home today. Are you going to be flexible or are you going to be rigid? Flexibility is where the power is. True power is in being flexible, going with the flow. So that's 101 Ways to Happiness. Tip number 14 in Dr. Hawkins' book of slides. So next up is our weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. And I love to share three things that I want you to think about and try to feel your way into guessing which one of these three is of highest consciousness. And today, let me look at my cheat sheet. We're working with three companies, three corporations. And I want you to think about which corporation do you think is of highest consciousness? Now, they're all of higher consciousness. They're all positive aspect oriented, and they all contribute to the world in one way or another. Being of higher consciousness is not mean better. It's just they're operating from different levels of truth, so to speak. So today's three companies are L.L. Bean, which is a giant mail order catalog company and retail store out of Freeport, Maine. FedEx, the giant international global shipping company, and Starbucks, everyone's favorite $7 coffee. So which of those three is of the highest consciousness? I'll tell you the answer at the end of today's podcast and videocast. So I want to get to the interesting statement that what is held in mind tends to manifest. This statement calibrates at 500 on the map of consciousness, which when you understand the map of consciousness and what type of power exists at this level, you're going to be like, whoa, you got to stop and listen. So this statement, what is held in mind tends to manifest, calibrates at 500 on the map of consciousness, which is the level of love, which is huge. Now, if you've been listening in and you've seen my beginning episodes on lower levels of consciousness and higher levels of consciousness, the mind, which is what, when you held something in mind, calibrates in the 400s. The mind is a superpower, relatively speaking, especially when you understand that the consciousness level of the planet is only 207 or so. 85% of its inhabitants calibrate below 200, then you want to pay attention. People that operate below two, if you're operating below 200 on any topic and you give it, you hold it in mind, you're manifesting something that you don't want. Yeah. You're powerfully capable of manifesting what you don't want because you're holding it in mind. But a lot of people will be like, well, if this statement calibrates at 500 at love, why isn't love giving me everything I want? What I really want, you know, as opposed to stuff showing up that I don't want. That's the problem. This is what law of attraction is talking about. And when you have to understand, this is my understanding of love. I understand it's a superpower. And love is the truth. It's of a much higher truth than anything that comes of the mind. It's of much higher power. It's non-linear. It's a spiritual dimension. It's non-linear in nature, meaning this does not necessarily cause that. This is not that. There is no causality at higher levels of consciousness. So for the statement, what you hold in mind tends to manifest at high at 500 is pointing to the statement I think Jesus said that ask and it is given. And whatever you're holding in mind, you're asking vibrationally for. You're asking for it. And love, because love is loving, wants to give you what you're asking for, which is pretty powerful. Love wants to give you what you're asking for. So you have to come into conscious awareness of what are you holding in mind on a continual basis and what are you asking for? Because it's highly likely to manifest. If you're holding a fear in mind, you're likely to manifest that fear, especially if you're holding it in mind often. So law of attraction is saying the same thing. Whatever you hold in mind, you tend to manifest. And I'm putting it into context as to its level of consciousness and truth. And that calibrates as true at 500 on the map of consciousness. This is huge, 10 to the 500th power. So the struggle is to how to let go of keeping negatively oriented things in mind. How to let go of complaining about situations you don't like. How to let go of stuff that, you know, that's lower level stuff. And from what I have been able to kind of figure, this is my guess as to what's going on, is that when you're holding beliefs and buried, suppressed, and repressed emotions that you're not aware of, they're creating thoughts. And the thoughts, if they're negative aspect oriented, are coming from these hidden beliefs or suppressed or repressed emotions, which is my invitation to you to learn how to let go. So if you want to manifest things that you hold in mind that are positive aspect oriented, you got to let go of the buried energies that are creating the negative thoughts and start creating positively oriented thoughts. And, you know, Dr. Hawkins has mentioned this, that it's like, you know, trying to follow your thoughts is overwhelming. And the way to nip the problem in the bud is to go at the underlying emotions that have created it. So I'm not going to go into how to let go, because I have a whole episode I've already created about how to let go and letting go and letting God and what that means. There's two episodes to kind of set the foundation for this. But the point of this podcast is to let you know that whatever you hold in mind is incredibly powerful. And love wants to give you what you want. And love exists. Love is a much greater power than many of us have any awareness of or are willing to accept. But the map of consciousness kind of maps out where the truth is. Love is much truer than reason and the mind. Being rational and reasonable, love is, there's greater truth in love. There's greater truth in joy. There's greater truth in peace. There's greater truth in enlightenment. So, and there's greater power there. So I'm here to help you kind of put into context, what are you holding in mind? Pay attention. And if you keep have these complaining, negative oriented thoughts, I'm asking you, you got to go and figure out what's creating the thoughts. What's the lower level of consciousness, the emotions you got buried around them. So you got to clean up your yard. And as our president of the United States currently says, you got to drain the swamp. And Hawkins has mentioned the swamp before. You got to go through the swamp. You got to drain your own swamp. All of us, including our president, have to drain our own swamp if we want to manifest positively aspect-oriented things in our life. So I'm willing to step up and drain my own swamp. Are you? Are you ready to kind of step into true power and start aligning with the truth of what is held in mind tends to manifest? And there's one other thing that the law of attraction people like to mention. And I want to tell you what the level of consciousness of this is, because it's a powerful level. And that is, they're always asking you, Abraham, Esther, Jerry, whoever you're listening to, usually Esther or Abraham, they're always asking you to be willing to accept you are the creator of your own experience. That statement calibrates at 350 on the map of consciousness, which is a very high level of consciousness, especially in this world. There's not many people in this world that are willing to accept that. And you got to start taking responsibility for your life. And you got to take responsibility for what you think and say and do and all that good stuff. So I'm willing to do it. Come join me, gang. That's it for today's podcast. I don't need to drag it on. I'm just planting the seeds. on the power of this particular topic. So let's answer today's questions. Our weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. Which corporation is of the highest consciousness? L.L. Bean, FedEx, or Starbucks? What do you think? Did you try to figure? I'm going to give you a half a second to kind of figure it out, which one is of highest, and maybe put them in order. And I'm going to tell you what the answer is. All righty. Let me look at my little chart. All right. L.L. Bean calibrates at 330 on the map of consciousness. That is not surprising and significant. Starbucks calibrates at 245 on the map of consciousness. This is around the land of being neutral, whereas L.L. Bean is around the land of, it's between willingness at 310 and acceptance at 350. So it's in a nice, healthy, powerful level of consciousness at L.L. Bean. And FedEx is of the highest consciousness today. FedEx calibrates at calibrates at 340 on the map of consciousness. And how they calibrate, you know, everything in consciousness is taking into account when these calibrations are done. So they're taking into account everything: employees, leaders, real estate, how money is handled, accounting, whatever. They're all taking this into account. And FedEx could be of a slightly higher consciousness because of the technology and the engineering and the logistics involved in operating that. That's my guess. Coffee doesn't require all that. Coffee's kind of simple. And L.L. Bean has the logistics involved as well. But it's dealing with clothing. Who knows? I'm just guessing. But how did you fare on this? Did you guess which one was of the highest consciousness? And again, it's my guess that FedEx has a little more complicated logistics, you know, dealing with airlines and safety with airlines and everything that goes on in that company. That's my guess. So I hope you enjoyed today's weekly dose of higher consciousness. And just remember, consciousness is apparently the new sexy. And if you love what's going on here or you have some topics you'd like me to cover, please email me at liz@trumpeteroftruth.com. If you'd like to share the podcast with others or subscribe to every week's daily dose, you can go to trumpeteroftruthradio.com. And on YouTube, you can find me at trumpeteroftruthtv.com. Next week, what am I doing next week? I think I have it up here. Let me see. Trumpeter Truth Podcast next week. I'm going to do something fun. I'm going to talk about movies and levels of consciousness of movies. And maybe I should do, I promised I would do a podcast and video cast about the movie Legally Blonde. And maybe I'll intro that. Why I wanted you to take a look at Legally Blonde, and then we'll talk about movies. I'll give you calibrations on some movies. That'll be fun. That's what we're doing. See you next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics.
You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.